Kamala Harris pledges executive action to broaden prohibited gun buyers list. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 16, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Kamala Harris is broadening her pledge of executive gun control to include expanding the list of prohibited gun purchasers. Harris originally stated she would use executive action to ban private gun sales when they involved the sale of more than 5 annually. She also pledged executive action to take away federal gun dealers' licenses when they fail to follow the law. On May 15, 2019, Breitbart News reported that she expanded her focus to include executive action to block the import of AR-15 rifles. Now Politico reports Harris plans to use executive action to limit fugitives with outstanding arrest warrants from buying guns and close the so-called boyfriend loophole. Question 11D on ATF Form 4473 already prohibits gun purchases by fugitives from justice. So Harris is pushing a gun control that already exists on that specific. As for the boyfriend loophole, Harris is talking about using executive action to equate a former dating relationship with a former marriage, thereby barring a former boyfriend from exercising Second Amendment rights if an arbitrary threshold of infraction is met. Harris is also pushing an assault weapons ban. She told the audience in New Hampshire, "Those guns, those assault weapons, do not discriminate and determine. Okay, is the person pointing it at, is it a Democrat or Republican?" A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.